University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson says the state of the school is strong, citing increased student enrollment, as well as gains in becoming the state's only top-tier research institution. But as Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports, the president also discussed issues surrounding diversity and inclusion on campus.
For the seventh time since taking the top job at UNR, Mark Johnson delivered his annual State of the University address to a ballroom filled with staff, students, faculty, and community members. This year, Johnson focused his attention on reaffirming the university's commitment on what he calls the three big goals, a series of agenda items he first outlined in 2013.
We came out of the recession with a greater sense of cooperation and cohesion, resulting in a greater entrepreneurial spirit and momentum reflecting resolve to be a top-ranked university to match the talents of our remaining professional employees and to serve the expectant group of well-prepared students who chose the University of Nevada, Reno because of our promise to offer an educational experience worthy of their preparation.
President Johnson also touched on the growing issue of diversity and race relations on the university campus. Since mid-August, when a UNR student was filmed participating in a white supremacist rally in Virginia, some students and faculty have questioned the school's handling of the situation. But Johnson says the university and its personnel are committed to making the school a safe place to study and work.
Our campus provides a safe environment for everyone who is prepared in pursuing a degree. We still have a long way to go to fulfill our mission of reflecting the diversity of Nevada.
One definitive step taken by school leaders is the hiring of 11 additional positions across the university that specialize in diversity, access, or inclusion. Gerald Concepcion is an academic advisor in the School of Business. He says he'd like to see more specific details on how the university will include students in the future conversations about inclusion.
Specifically, I really would like to see more direction moving forward as to how students will continue to get involved with this and how students' voices and their feedback will be continue to be taken into consideration moving forward.
This year, roughly 37% of the students at UNR are minorities, and that number is expected to increase in the future. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.